Proclamation number 8471 of 18th of April, 1963. Attainment of sonship with God requires detachment from the world. You can achieve everything if only you muster the serious will, for then you will also be able to receive unmeasured strength to carry out what you want. Yet precisely your will is weak and the world still holds you too captive to be willing to surrender everything. But if you want to attain childship to God while still on earth, this requires a complete overcoming of the world. You must have completely detached yourselves from matter, which, however, does not mean that you should withdraw into the desert as a hermit. You can also stand in the midst of the world and yet have completely overcome matter, for to deal with it does not mean to desire it. For the earthly fulfillment of duty need not be an obstacle to the soul's ascent if it is a service to fellow human beings and if this service is not carried out solely for the sake of earthly gain, that is, if the human being's activity is motivated by the acquisition of material goods. Even a person's possessions are no obstacle to complete spiritualization if they are used again for serving, unselfish neighborly love. But if self-love is satisfied first, then the path to spiritualization is still very long. Then the striving for the highest goal is not yet serious and thus the will is too weak, which also results in a lack of strength. It is therefore up to you humans yourselves whether you still reach the goal in a short time. You can have a whole life at your disposal and not get any further. But you can also complete yourselves in a very short time if this is your serious endeavor, because then you will truly not lack strength. And as soon as you are given knowledge which also assures you an abundance of blessings, you can now also consciously strive for perfection, which, however, always requires you to detach yourselves from the world. The extent which you are willing to do so is also determined by your ability, for the serious will assures you the supply of strength. You humans, however, still expect too much from your life. You still harbor various desires and are not willing to relinquish them. Nor do you trust me unreservedly as yet, otherwise you would not doubt that I will also guide you through earthly life, that you need not suffer hardship. If I recognize that your soul's salvation is of utmost importance to you and you distance yourselves from earthly desires, for it is I alone who can give to you but also take away, who also provides for you most abundantly if you are willing to make a sacrifice to me. For you will truly not come to any harm, for what the body voluntarily relinquishes the soul gains a thousandfold. And if you consider that you have to give up all earthly goods when your soul relies on your body, that you cannot take anything over but only your spiritual gain, then you will also realize the worthlessness of earthly goods and try to free yourselves from them for the sake of spiritual advantage. But I cannot force you to renounce, I can only help you by taking away what still hinders you or by placing so many obstacles in your way that you voluntarily give up what is not helpful for your soul's salvation. And you must seriously try to establish this difference between fulfillment of duty and your own desire for the world's goods, and if you feel completely free of the latter then you can truly also reach the final goal on this earth, to attain childship to God, for the course of your life will then also be shaped according to the seriousness of your will and striving, always offering you the highest opportunities to reach the highest goals. But you will not lack strength because then you will enter into my will and your return to me will be assured. Amen.